So when you're saying additional selenium, how much additional are we talking? They get some selenium in their diet, and then they supplement with additional selenium.
That's right. And I think it's a good thing to now say we need about 200 to 300 micrograms extra. We don't really need more. And that brings us into the level of the maximum safe intake that is recommended by the Institute of Nutrition and other agencies. So that shows you that our recommendation is ethical. In other words, you don't have to worry about toxicity. It's well proven that this produces no unsafe levels whatsoever for the entire lifespan, right? And doesn't adversely affect any physiological function. Of course, you will wonder how toxic is selenium, and many people still think selenium is a poison. Historically, this is because selenium became known as a poison for the first time in the 20s in the United States. There are some high selenium regions, and when they had cattle grazing in these regions, they developed diseases attributed to selenium toxicity. For example, horses would lose their hooves, and farmers were terribly alarmed, you know, poisonous soil, poisonous plants, and then they found it is selenium. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture did extensive studies in these regions to find out how they were located, and especially also whether they would do damage to humans. So I can say that selenium, from the toxicological point of view, is probably the best investigated trace element ever. But they found no evidence in these high selenium regions, South Dakota is one, New Mexico, of any damage to human health. So the unfortunate image of selenium as a poison was only for animals, not for humans. But this carried on over the years. And when my friend Klaus Schwartz showed 1957 that selenium was an essential trace element, initially people threw up their arms and said, my God, selenium, the poison, suddenly needed by the human organism. And so for a while it was called the essential poison. We now know, of course, that all elements are basically safe at a certain level and become toxic at a higher level. This is true even for water. Too much water can kill you. Too much oxygen can kill you. So we shouldn't worry about this as long as we know the safe window, and that is very well known in the case of selenium.